The 6-7, the postponed reckoning. The soul that finally lets itself be counted, weighed, and called back to life by its own name. Same numbers as last year. Same vow, worn smooth from repeating. Same waiting room chair you're not currently sitting in, because the appointment got moved to next month again, and next month has a way of never arriving on its own. The reminder text loads, gets read, gets swiped away, and something in you already knows what the bloodwork would say, which is exactly why it stays unscheduled. This isn't collapse, it's avoidance wearing a very reasonable sounding excuse. The body keeps its own records whether or not you show up to review them. The kindness here isn't a lecture, it's permission to stop treating the appointment like a trial and start treating it like information you're allowed to have on a day less perfect than the one you're waiting for. What may cross your path? A pill bottle rattles nearly full when it should be almost empty by now. A friend asks, gently, if you've gone yet, and you change the subject. The gym bag sits packed by the door, keys never quite making it into your hand. A symptom gets explained away three separate times in the same week. Book the smallest possible step today, the call, not the cure. You don't owe anyone a transformation, just a return to the room you've been avoiding. Your mantra, I can know the truth without waiting for the perfect version of myself to hear it.